Good morning, everyone. It's Sunday morning, 4/29, 2018. 1 Samuel 12:24. Consider how great things he hath done for you. Thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandments or no. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept thy word. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. He knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. Those were taken from Psalm 119 and Psalm 118 and Psalm 103. Well, God is the one who created us. He knows all things. He holds all things in his hands. This morning, we are ready for Psalm 90. And this is a prayer of Moses. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. That's what Moses said. Everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, as a watch in the night. Thou carried them away with the flood. They are asleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath, we spend our year as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thy anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Well, you know, you read Moses here, he doesn't sound like one that was proclaiming you could pull yourself up by your bootstraps. He doesn't sound like Zig Ziglar, all you have to do is prime the pump. He doesn't sound like Robert Schuller, possibility thinking. he's giving all glory and honor to God. I don't think that Moses was a member of the Optimist Club, do you? He says, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. He recognizes man's depravity. And he says, thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. When we set ourselves, juxtapose ourselves with a perfect, holy, righteous God, we are nothing but worms. Well, only God can show us mercy, and that's what Moses cries out for. He says in verse 14, O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. If we don't have the mercy of God shining upon us, we are not going to be glad. That's for certain. Now we're going on into the 91st Psalm. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest they dash their foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because He has set His love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. What a beautiful psalm that shows the preservation of God for His servants. May the good Lord be with you this day in special ways, my prayer.